بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected and honorable علماء الكرام، حفاظ الكرام، elders and friends in Islam. Firstly, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sitting here to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala commanded us to learn, in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, as been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, let each one of us with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts make this intention in order to attain this magnitude of reward. Respected and honorable friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that a time will come in my ummah where the attack on Islam and the Muslims will be such that from every corner of the world, the Muslims will be attacked. Like you have a few people sitting around the plate, hungry people devouring from the plate. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surprising that a time such as this will come, will it be because the Muslims will be few in number? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. There will be many, many Muslims at that time. But the weight and the strength of the Muslims of that time will be like the foam on the ocean. They will have no strength. And the reason for this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentions, is because of wahan that will be in amongst the ummah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi of Allah, what is this wahan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things: love for this world and dislike of death. Now, love for this world, what does it mean? Mulla Ali Qadir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that love for this world means when a person becomes unmindful of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will be classified as a person that loves the world. Showing to us that even if a person is wealthy, but that person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person will not be classified as a person that loves the world. On one occasion, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi was making tawaf of the Baytullah. And he seen a person clinging onto the ghilaf of the Kaaba and crying unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he thought to himself, such a wonderful scene to see a person clinging like this and crying unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he finished off there, as he went into the bazaar area, he saw one person selling material, that this is so many dirhams, this one is so many dirhams. And he thought to himself that this person is the one that's now attached to this world and his whole life is now in selling and buying and selling goods. Then later on he went into muraqabah. Allah Ta'ala had given the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, where they are able to now tap into the person's heart. And when he found that the person that was clinging onto the ghilaf of the Kaaba, outwardly he was doing such a beautiful action, but his heart was devoid of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he tapped into the person in the marketplace selling those products, he found that that person's heart was attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in the constant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected and honorable friends, Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they also had wealth. They were also, some of them were multimillionaires. So it doesn't classify a person that has wealth that he loves this world. The example to understand this, that the world is like a snake. You have a professional that is able to catch a snake, either remove the fangs with the poison, or they find a way of removing the poison from the snake. And they use that poison to make anti-venom. So that person is a master. He's able to tame the snake. And that snake won't affect him and hurt him or bite him, because he knows what he's doing. And on the other side, you have a person that has absolutely no idea. And he sees that this person is able to tame the snake. Let me also try it. What's going to happen, respected friends? That snake is going to eventually bite him, and this person is going to die. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum were masters. They understood what the world is all about. So for them, wealth didn't mean they had love for this wealth. Their connection was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have the second part, the second quality, which is dislike of death. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the iman was strong. They loved death. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, when he was fighting the Romans, when he came and he met the king, Rustum, he told him, "You cannot win this war. I have a nation that loves death. They love to die as martyrs. You cannot fight them. They are daring. Either they will kill or they will be killed." So it shows that the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was strong. The iman was strong. And because of that iman, they loved death. Now if we compare ourselves, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely weak. Who of us are ready at this moment that the angel of death has to come now? We are ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala is happy with me and I am happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts are attached to this world. Sheikh Fariduddin Attari, rahmatullah alayhi, a person that sells itar, is called Attar. So he has a shop, and he has his perfumes, all his itar on the shelves. And an old person comes and he walks in. So Sheikh Fariduddin, before he changed his life, he came to him and he asked him, "Is there anything I can help you with?" He says, "No, don't worry, I'm just looking." So he stares at this corner here, he looks. Then he walks a little bit and he continues looking. So after 5-10 minutes, he comes back to him. "Baji, is there anything I can show you, something for you to smell?" So he says, no, don't worry, I'm just looking. Then after a while he came again. Now he's getting irritated that, "What you just looking? What you looking here, you know? You need to either buy something or at least smell some attar. You know what I mean? You know, you're just looking. What does that mean?" So he got upset with him and he started shouting. So the old man turned to him and he says, I'm looking at all of these bottles of itar. And I'm thinking and I'm wondering, how is your ruh going to leave your body? Because I can see that in every bottle there is a piece of your ruh that is stuck in it. How is your ruh going to come out of your body? So Sheikh Fariduddin got upset. He says, what you mean? I'll die like everybody else. How are you going to die then? So the old man said, this is how we die. He laid in the middle of the shop, he took his shawl, he put it over his head. And after a few minutes, Sheikh Fariduddin said, okay, that's not funny. When he opened up, the man was gone. He passed away. So that shook him. And he realized what this man was saying is correct. That my heart is attached in every bottle of this attar. And he changed his life. So respected and honorable friends, there needs to be a time in our lives that we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to strengthen this iman of ours. If we look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, why they were surprised when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the kuffar will attack Islam, was because when a person's iman is strong, then the kuffar, Allah ta'ala puts the fear of the person in the hearts of the kuffar, which is called ru'b. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this ru'b, this fear with that the people had 1 month's journey away. So if a person was intending to come and harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from 1 month already his heart is trembling. So similarly with Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, when the kuffar faced them in the battle or wherever, their hearts used to tremble with fear, which Allah ta'ala had placed in their hearts. That fear Allah ta'ala has taken out from the hearts of the kuffar for the Muslims. If I sit here and I show you a picture of a lion, who's going to be scared? Even the 2-year-old will laugh at me. What are you trying to scare me with a picture of a lion? But bring a real lion here and see what happens. Everybody will run. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the real lions. We the picture. So respected and honorable friends, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem in relation to Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'minin. Allah Ta'ala will elevate your stages. Allah Ta'ala will grant you honor and dignity if you are true mu'min. And this is what we need to work towards. That each one of us bring a change within our lives. Each one of us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness for every sin of ours from the time we became mature till today. Beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allah ta'ala is willing to forgive us. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive us. But the important is, after that we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will not commit any sin thereafter. All of us will hold our heads and say, that's impossible. We are human beings, we are going to commit sin and evil. But if we make that promise, and we make an effort, we are going to commit that sin again. We are going to fall because of our weakness. But immediately after we commit that sin, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, that moment of weakness that I experienced and through it I committed the sin, please forgive me. Immediately Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. And if we commit that sin again, and again we seek forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive us. And again we commit that sin, and again we seek forgiveness immediately, Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive us. We'll get tired of asking for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala never gets tired of forgiving. Because we learn from the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when a person intends to do a good action, Allah Ta'ala commands the angel to write one good deed for this person. And if we carry out the good action, then the minimum reward we will get is multiplied by 10. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرَ مَثَالِهَا. And depending on the sincerity of the person doing that good action, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. How much Allah Ta'ala wishes. So for one good deed done with total sincerity, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it beyond imagination. It's like, for example, a person gives one kajur for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, it's like putting it in the hand of Allah Ta'ala, and the reward of that kajur starts growing. And by the time it finishes, it equals to the size of Mount Uhud in reward for that person because of his sincerity. And if a person intends to do an evil action, Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, don't write anything. And through the weakness, our weakness, we commit that sin and evil. So Allah Ta'ala still tells the angels, wait. Do not write it down. Give my servant some time. Hopefully he will turn to me and he will seek forgiveness. And if at that particular time we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek forgiveness, Allah ta'ala will forgive us, and Allah ta'ala will make the angel and everything witness around us to even forget that the sin was even committed on this earth. This is how merciful our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So Allah Ta'ala is waiting with open arms, respected friends, from each and every one of us. From now, in the past that has passed, we can seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. What matters is now, from now till the time the angel of death knocks on our door, how are we going to spend this life that we have? We don't know when death is going to come to us. Every morning when we wake up, we ask ourselves one question. Is today the final day of my life? If it is, how do we want to spend that final day of our lives in this world? In the obedience of Allah Ta'ala or in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? The choice is ours. How we live our lives, that is how death is going to come to us. And how a person passes away, that is how we'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, the grave can either be a garden from the gardens of Jannah, or it can be a pit from the pit of Jahannam. We need to choose what we want. The thing that can connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions many places, dhikran kathira, excessive dhikr. Meaning out of 24 hours of the day, majority of that time should be spent in taking the beloved name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. In the hadith Qudsi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, Allah Ta'ala says, that when a servant remembers me in solitude, I remember him in solitude. When he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a better and nobler gathering. That is the gathering of the angels. The thing is, a person cannot do anything, not even lift his hand, not even see, not even talk, not even hear, nothing without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely nothing. So much so, a person cannot even say the word Allah if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to say the word Allah. So the ayah which says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you, can only happen when Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of taking His beloved name. If Allah Ta'ala don't give us the tawfiq, respected friends, we cannot even say the word Allah. So we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, whatever sin is blocking me from taking your beloved name, you remove that sin from me. Maybe it is something that we uttered, something that we said, something that we did, caused the anger of Allah Ta'ala, and because of that Allah Ta'ala is depriving us of taking His beloved name. So we need to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past we had mentioned, we'll just mention it quickly, the three dhikrs to bring as a, it's just the tip of the iceberg, but it's a start. So the first dhikr is the dhikr of La ilaha illallah 200 times daily. It takes a person 2 or 3 minutes, maybe maximum 4 minutes, to recite 100 times La ilaha illallah. So it's not difficult to recite 200 times. Whether it's 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening, or whether it's 200 in the morning, it's also fine. Are we ready, inshallah? 200 times, La ilaha illallah. Before we sleep, we ask ourselves, did I complete my dhikrs? If we didn't, do it before we sleep. The second dhikr is istighfar. All of us are sinners. And istighfar should be recited in abundance. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, glad tidings be to that person who comes on the day of Qiyamah and he has much istighfar in his book of good deeds. Meaning that through that, Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive us. So short, simple istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Take us 1.5 minutes to recite 100 times. Read 100 in each salah. That's 500 for the day. You want to increase it? 100 before salah, 100 after salah. 1,000 for the day. For the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, every child of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those who make sincere tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be amongst the best people. Let us not get stuck in this group of sinners. Let's get out of that group and become in that group that seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third zikr is durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Short, simple durood, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To take a person 2 or 3 minutes, 4 minutes maximum to recite 100 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our target should be 1,000 durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis. Why 1,000, respected friends? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, the person that recites 1,000 durood on me on a daily basis will not leave this world until he sees his abode in Jannah. So guaranteed the person is going to die with iman, guaranteed the person is going to enter into Jannah. So come, respected friends. You want to break that durood up again? 100 before salah, 100 after salah. 5 salah, there's 1,000 already. The family of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Muhammad Zakir Rahmatullah Ali used to recite up to 125,000 durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis. So the sky is the limit. The more we recite, the closer we are going to get to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the closer we are going to get to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We conclude with this, that the thing that is most hurtful thing for shaitan is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shaitan knows through the dhikr a person gets closer and closer and closer unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his job, istahwadha alayhim shaitan, that shaitan distracts a person. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ, and through that distraction, he makes him forget to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's his job. When we forget to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, we know shaitan took over somewhere along the line. So come, respected friends. Shaitan is our open enemy. Let us fight him and let us connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are going to try, inshallah. Let us bring the change within our lives. Let us strengthen this iman. And eventually one day Allah Ta'ala will grant us that وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala will again elevate our stages. on this point here. Each one of us have to make an effort on ourselves. In the time of King Akbar, he made an announcement, he built a well, and he made an announcement that every person should take at least one glass of milk and pour it in here. In the morning we'll have a well of milk. So everybody agreed. Night time came, every person thought, everybody's going to put milk. If I put one glass of water, what difference is it going to make? So he took his glass of water and he poured it inside. They didn't have lights like what we have today. Next morning when they seen, the whole well was filled with water. Everybody thought the same thing. That everybody else is going to put the milk, I'll put one glass of water. That mustn't be our condition, respective friends. We think that everybody else is going to change. One person like me, because he's a sinner, remains a sinner, there's no difference. No, respective friends. Each one of us need to bring a change within ourselves. Each one of us need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah ta'ala mentions very, very clearly in the Quran al-Kareem that Allah ta'ala doesn't change. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Doesn't change the condition of a nation until each person brings a change within themselves. So all of us are going to try, inshallah. We have what is left of our lives from now till the time the angel of death knocks on our door. Let us value that time and bring the change within ourselves. Tomorrow might be too late. The angel of death could knock on our door tonight. There's no guarantee, not for myself, not for you. Nobody. And the angel of death will only come on its appointed time, not a second later, not a second earlier. So let us be prepared. That the day the angel of death knocks on our door, that must be the best day of our lives. Where we hear the good news that Allah Ta'ala is happy with you and you are happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that can only come about when we have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, make it easy for all of us to become the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala, to attain the true love of Allah Ta'ala and the true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maaf, I took a few minutes extra. InshaAllah we'll make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and thereafter a short dua will be made. Make the intention, O Allah, making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah solely for your pleasure, following your command, practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah while reciting the dhikr, the nur that enters into our hearts, with this nur, with the dhikrs, cleanse our hearts of all spiritual and physical illnesses and diseases. O Allah, cleanse our hearts of everything besides yourself. Fill our hearts with your nur, ma'rifat, nisbat, muhabbat. Ya Allah, while reciting the dhikrs, the nur that emerges from our hearts, encompass us in this nur and make it a protective form. Grant us the full reward, blessing, significance, virtues, benefits and nur of reciting the dhikrs as been mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem and the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, reciting the dhikr solely for your pleasure, sincerely from the bottom of our hearts. Please accept it from us and make it easy for us. Also make the intention with reciting the words of the Quran al-Kareem. Inshallah, we'll get double reward. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها لنا يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ذا القوة المتين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، منزول بك كل حاجة. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. والله تعين فلد ناسي في يوس all our sins. والله accept this majlis of ours, accept our dhikr, accept the talk, give us tawfiq to make amal. والله تعين infinite mercy. Through your kindness, Ya Allah, and your favor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, to remove the plight of the Ummah, Ya Allah, the difficulties that the Ummah is going through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, to have mercy on the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to give us strong iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to bring us, Ya Allah, upon deen, Ya Allah, upon the fulfillment of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask of you, Allah, save us from disgrace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from disgrace in this world, qabr and akhirat. Oh Allah, we cannot thank you enough for your favors. Allahumma waj'alna shakirina li ni'matik. Wathnina biha qabiniha wa timmaha alina. Oh Allah, we thank you for all your kindness, your favors upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Allah, Ya Allah, those that are sick, grant them complete shifa. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah, fill the qubur with noor. O Allah, let our last moments, Ya Allah, in this world, Ya Allah, be in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Let the dhikr, Ya Allah, of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah be on our tongues and our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be a moment, Ya Allah, of bliss and happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we want to meet you, you want to meet us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you make, Ya Allah, wa qubur, Ya Allah, one of the gardens from the gardens of Jannat. And Ya Allah, you save us from the azab of the qabr. You save us from the azab of akhirat. Oh Allah, we ask of you, Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of the enemies of Islam, Ya Allah. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'at. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'at. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'at. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم يا صريخ المستصرخين ومنتهى العائذين والمفرج عن المكروبين والمروح عن المغمومين ويا مجيب دعاء المضطرين ويا كاشف الكرب ويا إله العالمين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا مولانا. والله إن أحد يا الله. The Muslims were defeated, they were broken, يا الله. The kuffar were gloating, Ya Allah, and they were praising their gods, Ya Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi, Ya Allah, reply and respond, Allahu maulana wala maula lakum. O Allah, you are our maula, our guardian. Ya Allah, you are our caretaker. O Allah, you are our friend, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have a maula. O Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, arina fihim ajaiba kudratik wa khudhum akhza azizim muqtadir. O Allah, you seize them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shake the ground under their feet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of these enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, these baby killers, Ya Allah, those that have taken the izzat of the woman, Ya Allah, that have destroyed masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that have starved young innocent children to death. O Allah, you don't leave them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahsihim adada. وَقْتُلْهُمْ بَدَدًا وَلَا تُبْخِ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Allah, we put you in front of them, Ya Allah. Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to change and to become better Muslims. Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, whatever our needs are, you are most aware of it, Ya Allah. Fulfill our needs and accept from us. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to do what is correct. Grant us taqwa. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa. Grant us the ability to fulfill your commands and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka min nabiyyika Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharr mustaadha min nabiyyika Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an. Alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا إلى حبك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.